Most days, and many nights as well, you'll see a young bespectacled man of modest stature pedaling his two-passenger pedicab around town.
Mike Goldstein, Creative Services Director and lead driver of Capital City Pedicab.
It's summertime, and Goldstein admits his business isn't exactly booming at the moment, with only a few cabs serving a relative handful of customers.
We only have two out today because, you know, with summer being what it is, but, I mean, come football season, we'll have all seven out for sure, and that's just, right now, we're just gearing up for fall.
One thing that has really helped boost business, Goldstein says, is all the development along the Gaines and Madison Street corridors, plus all the development soon to come on the northern edge of Cascades Park.
That's been great since day one, even with, like, as it's been in phases, we've really latched onto that between there and Gaines Street and in Cascades. That's been our big little trifecta of getting business going at nighttime for sure, and that's been a great little asset for us.
Like the city, Goldstein sees his business growing, so he's launched a recruitment effort for more pedicab drivers.
We've gotten to the point where we've grown over the last 6 years, needing the drivers to get the cabs out there. It's a great way to stay in shape, but you get some good cash on a daily basis, so it's really cool to get out there. And we also started this new initiative called Pedal for a Cause, where we can actually do nonprofit shares, where we have guest drivers that'll rent out the cabs and then bring in fundraising for the cause of their choice.
But regardless of who is doing the pedal pushing, Goldstein insists that his drivers have a good working knowledge of the community. That's so they can be a credible source of information for riders, whether pointing out interesting sights along the way or answering questions about what the town has to offer. Goldstein says that commitment to the local scene also forms the core of another endeavor.
Back in June of last year, I started a group on Facebook called Local Supporting Local, just as a way for everyone to kind of connect to each other and bounce ideas off in a local feel to really get people to get more involved with each other. And it's really gotten some good leads for other people in the group and gotten some good things that came out of it. So I just really kept that going, and momentum has been kind of growing ever since.
That ties into and supports existing Shop and Live Local initiatives.
Joe Berg has been doing a great job with his new All Saints Culture Club, and so he's actually getting to use the warehouse's open mic on Wednesdays now. So if you need something to do on a Wednesday night, come out and check it out. It's a great venue and little space he has there.
That space is the former Bread and Roses Grocery on Railroad Avenue. With the old warehouse on Gaines about to be demolished, Berg and several other folks have created a replacement performance space. With that kind of determination to preserve what's special about the old Tallahassee, in the midst of the city's sudden growth spurt, Mike Goldstein thinks he and his multiple vocations and avocations are in a pretty good place right now.
It's just really cool to be part of the community and just see where everything's going. Really cool getting to see what's going on with the city and being a part of it. We've done longest tables. We've done First Fridays. So it's just really being a part of what's going on, and it's really cool to get out there and make it happen.
After which he hopped back on his pedicab and was last seen sailing up Varsity Drive past Doe Campbell Stadium. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.